After 6 months and nearly $7 million spent, the so-called forensic audit of the presidential election in Arizona's biggest county failed to find signs of fraud. The House Oversight Committee held a hearing on the audit by the group Cyber Ninjas and its effects on democracy.
I want to start by saying that the election of November 3rd, 2020 in Maricopa County was free, fair, and accurate.
Republican Jack Sellers is chair of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. He says he was naive to think the issue could be put behind us after the election.
But it's become clear that there are those who don't care what the facts are. They just want to gain political power and raise money by fostering mistrust of the greatest power an individual can exercise in the United States, their vote.
Joining him on the witness stand was the board's vice chair, fellow Republican Bill Gates. He calls the 2020 elections the best election in the history of the county.
Unfortunately, some in our party see it differently. They have attacked the work that was done by our elections workers in Maricopa County, and they have fanned the flames of conspiracy. And this willingness to do so, unfortunately, is what led to the first non-peaceful transfer of power in our country's history. And unfortunately, Arizona has been at the center of this attack on our American ideals.
Gates is a former election lawyer for the Arizona Republican Party.
As a Republican who believes in democracy, I dreamed of one day going to a nation that was trying to build a democracy and help them out. Perhaps a former Soviet republic like Belarus or Tajikistan. I never could have imagined that I would be doing that work here in the United States of America.
The committee also heard from other witnesses about the audit. Gauri Ramachandran is senior counsel with the Brennan Center.
Conspiracy theories and disinformation are dangerous for our democracy because they lay the groundwork for legitimizing future attempts to sabotage elections, to reject the will of the voters. And these sham partisan reviews, like the one we've been seeing in Arizona, contribute to that disinformation and those lies.
Democratic Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida calls the Arizona effort not an audit, but a gaslighting exercise promoting the big lie that Trump won the election.
These so-called audits aren't about unearthing facts. They're about ginning up justification for repressive voting rights laws that prevent black and brown people from access to the voting booth and helping Republicans lay the groundwork for setting aside the work of local elections officials so they can possibly usurp future elections. These are democracy corrosion exercises, nothing more.
The head of the group Cyber Ninjas was invited to testify about the audit, but he declined. But the audit was not without supporters on the committee. Jody Heiss is a Republican from Georgia.
I hear a lot today about the big lie. Let's remember the big lie was the Russian hoax that we had to live with for years and going through the hoax impeachment processes over and over. I don't recall a single hearing that we had on that, Madam Chair. And yet here, it's somehow wrong for Republicans to raise legitimate questions when we had an election that was fraught with irregularities and potential fraud, where rules and laws for the election process were changed immediately prior to the election, and it created all sorts of problems.
Despite the failure of the Cyber Ninjas to find signs of fraud, other Republican states are following suit. Texas is conducting an audit in several counties, and several other states are looking to follow suit. Democrat Carolyn Maloney of New York is chair of the Oversight Committee, and she gave the closing remarks, saying the barrage of lies about the 2020 election has already done grave damage.
This committee will use every tool at its disposal to fight back against the lies and conspiracy theories that have been allowed to grow for too long in our country. I ask like-minded Americans, both Democrats and Republicans, to join us in this fight. We all have an obligation to stand up for the democratic values that we all hold so dear.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.